Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works. So good to be back with you again. I tell you what, you're going to love my special guest. I've got him back, Dave Balestri. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. We've got an e-news that goes out that'll just keep you informed, and we'd love to connect you with some of the people and some of the things that the Lord's doing in and around the region. Dave Balestri, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Fantastic. We started a great conversation up last week, and just to refresh some of our listeners, you wear a few hats.
Couple.
Just none today, but you wear a number of hats. You're part of the team at Hope You See with Mark and Darlene Check. That, you know, that's a bit of a global thing happening as well. Mm-hmm. You're a business coach, coaching entrepreneurs and CEOs in the marketplace around the world.
Yep.
And then you're chairing and you're running the world. I mean, apostolic and prophetic councils and a whole bunch of different things. I mean, gosh, it's wide and broad.
It's good fun.
It's good fun. I think that's critical, actually.
Right.
If you're not having fun, you're not in the right place.
Well, it's that thing about finding what is the assignment. What is your assignment? That this is the important one. What is...
Straight into it. We're straight into it.
Well, it's not like everybody in the kingdom has the same job.
Right.
God's not schizophrenic in the sense that he doesn't, you know, just give everyone one job. And then, like, the great thing about the kingdom is that everyone's assignment is unique, right?
Yeah.
Is it Psalm 139? All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God has written a beautiful story, and he invites us to journey with him into this beautiful story that he's written for us, which we call assignment. And I think once you've found that, once you become settled in that, then you do. It is joy.
Sometimes it's hard to.
But there's a passion. There's a joy. There's a, you know, you found your fit.
There's a reason. There's something to get that's going to pull you out of bed.
And at that point, any sense of competition leaves you, Rick, because no one else has the assignment that God wrote for me. So how could I ever presume that I'm in competition, or that I could get jealous of someone else's beautiful story that God has written for them?
So we're kind of feeding from the conversation last week about the ecclesia, how we're all called into whatever we're doing. I mean, if you're an educator, if you're a house homemaker, or whatever it is in business, it's like, no, this is part of your assignment.
Yeah, the living stone. Yeah,
it's a very liberating place.
It's beautiful
to be when we understand that we're in the will of God.
it's an amazing, and the thing about that is, God is very capable, and you know, he who begun a good work in you will bring it to completion. Like, the will of God is not some mystery that he hides and teases us about. It actually is, as we just continue to keep looking into the face of Jesus, the will of God actually finds us. And we come into it by, it's a work of the Spirit more than a deduction of the mind.
Yeah, it's great. So I just want to encourage every listener now. I'm not sure where you're at and what you're going through, but know and understand that if you're with the Lord, he's with you. And he's calling and purpose. There might be hardship, and you know, that Psalm 23 in on the mountaintop and the valley.
Yeah,
we'll just be reminded the streams in the valley and things and life grows in the valley as well.
Yes, it does.
Life's not all mountaintop experiences. No. Talk me about the whole business thing, I love a lot of things, but being called into business, and you talk about kingdom business.
Yes, yeah.
What's the difference? What would be the difference in a kingdom business and a Christian business?
Yeah, it's a great thought. I think the best way to describe that is I think people that operate in a Christian business is a Christian that is owns a business, owns and runs a business, and they do their best with this business, and they ask God, like in their mind or in their hearts, they're asking God to bless their business. And then, you know, many of those people might say, you know, as God is blessing my business, I'm going to then give to different, you know, good things, and you know, and try and do the business well.
Which is all good.
Which is that's great. I think a kingdom business is, or a kingdom entrepreneur is very different. At that point, it's a disposition of difference, and it has to do with ownership. A Christian in business still would, in their mind, think, I own this company, and I'm asking God to help me, you know, with my company. A kingdom business is the acknowledgement that says, you know what, God owns everything. And at the end of the day, when you come into Christ, the Bible says you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. What that means is when we come into Christ, we actually, we lose all ownership of anything and we become sons and stewards. Sons of God, daughters of God, you know, it's not generic. Sons of God, and we become stewards of his kingdom, which means that business, money, you know, time, all of that, that all that is now a gift from God, and we're stewards. And so a kingdom business person understands this business isn't mine, this is God's, and it is a vehicle that God has entrusted to me to deliver the kingdom assignment, which at the end of the day, kingdom assignment is God, your kingdom come. God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So all of a sudden, they're not my staff, if I have staff members. I'm a steward now. I actually become the under shepherd of their shepherd. And yes, I am their, I'm, you know, in reality, I am their boss, but I actually have a responsibility to my staff to, yes, they've got to achieve and do what they need to do for the business to live. But actually, I have a greater responsibility, which is to model Christ to them. In a dynamic way, in a functional way. So I think kingdom business is just a deeper revelation that says this isn't about God just blessing my business so I can give some money or help the kingdom. This is actually, no, I've been brought into the great family business, God's family business called the kingdom, and that covers the earth and touches every aspect of life.
Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works, my special guest today, Dave Balestri. Dave, we're talking about kingdom business. And you're coaching CEOs and entrepreneurs that aren't with the Lord. They're not, not part of the faith community. But you're doing them in a similar way, just a different language. So we talk about values, kingdom values, that we would perhaps use a different language. Can you just give us an example of what you would say and advise and coach in a kingdom business or person in a language, but would tweak that language to a different entrepreneur?
I'll give you one. So if I was coaching a Christian business person, and we're talking about how he or she wants to take care of their staff. A Christian one. And I might say, well, you know, really, let's think about this principle about loving our neighbor. It's a biblical principle, loving our neighbor. So how do we love the people well that are entrusted in our enterprises? And we would go down that track. If I was talking to a non-Christian business person, and we were talking about their staff, and he or she might be saying, hey, Dave, how can I help, you know, get the best out of my staff? Well, I might say, hey, wouldn't it be, I mean, isn't it just human nature that when we show empathy and understanding just to each other, how people respond to that much more than command and control? Now, I've just said the same thing as far as value, right? Like, let's not treat our people as numbers or cogs in a wheel. Let's value and respect their humanity. I just haven't used a scripture and verse of love your neighbor. Now, sometimes I might sneak one in, but I'll just say, look, there's an ancient book.
There's an old proverb.
I actually find that, here's the quick experience. I used to work in a Christian bookshop many, many years ago, and a guy pulled up in like a the brand new Mercedes, you know, got out, big suit, definitely was someone important in the sense of I could see, you know, he came into this bookstore and then he was like a lost puppy. He didn't know. Yeah. And I went over to see, can I help you? And he said to me, can you sell me a Bible? And I could tell as soon as the way he asked it, I thought this bloke has never owned a Bible, never read a Bible. So I asked him the story. I said to him, sure, can I ask you why you want a Bible? I thought, this is a moment. And he said, I've been following a mentor who's made me very successful in America. This is many years ago. Yeah. This is in America. Mm. And I've followed everything this guy has said, all the principles. I think he was in real estate, all the principles. And he says, it's made me very successful. I could tell he was very successful. He said, but in this last trip, he said, this mentor said to me, you know, all the stuff that I've been teaching you, I got out of the Bible.
Yeah, right.
And he said, so I made a decision when I got home that as soon as I got home, I was going to go and find where they sell Bibles and get myself one, because it seems like all the stuff that's actually, you know, really, awesome. it's in the book. And
I love that because it's a language thing.
Yes.
So there's a compatibility with biblical principle and success in life beyond the kingdom.
Yeah.
It just becomes a language thing. That's why I mean the new translations that are coming out these days
are helpful. Yes, yes.
But even in our day-to-day transactions or conversations with people,
agreed.
It's like we've just got to look. De-Christianize some of the language, maybe.
Yeah. That's right. We just like the Jesus is beautiful. When you see him,
magnificent.
When you see him examples. In the marketplace, you see him. There's an attraction, and so that's the challenge. Is why, how can we, without you know watering down or compromise? How do we make, you know, the beauty of Jesus, how do we help that him shine in our communities, in our you know, suburbs, in our workplaces, in our homes, all of that.
Dave's got a bunch of resource around God in the Marketplace, which is a great devotional and prayer guide for kingdom entrepreneurs and workplace leaders. He's got a number of other pieces of resource. Go to our website and we'll connect you up with that, or touch base on our socials and stuff like that. Dave, just in our last couple of minutes remaining, I mean, you know, you touched on a little bit around unity and city. Mm. And there's some, I'm really encouraged with what's happened on the Central Coast, actually. There's a bunch of you guys, leaders, that have been journeying together for a number of years now.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts around unity and city and place?
I think if we're going to, we got to love our city. We got to, like, you got to love where you live. That's such a kingdom thing, right? Love where you live.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I've had people whinge about where they live, and I was thinking, I'll just move.
No, yeah, that's right. Like we have
love
a
where you live.
We have a great once a year. So I live at the moment. I live in Wyong, and once a year, there's a Christian businessman in our city who has encouraged and helped and made happen through the council a festival. It's called Love Lanes.
Okay,
Lanes Festival.
Brilliant.
It's a great festival.
Yeah, once sounds great.
Almost 20,000 people come into the region for this Love Lanes Festival, and he's gone so far, it's so impacted the city, because, and what he said was, if I'm going to live here, he says, I'm not going to be one of the people that tears down where I live. And so he said, how can we help people to love where they live? So this Love Lane Festival is there, and as you go through the different lanes of Wyong, they've actually put 1 Corinthians 13, the council. Council has put 1 Corinthians 13, love, right? The love chapter. Like, it's just, it's an amazing thing. But it's this thought about that says, you know, how do I love where I live well? Because if you love where you live, then what will happen, a couple of things will happen. You'll realize that you need friends that love it as well.
Yep.
And I think that one of the big things for us is being, hey, as church leaders, how can we rally together? And of course, love one another, that's part of unity. But how can we love together? How can we love where we live? And then out of that relationship becomes some dynamic expressions and thoughts. And it's just like, can a single congregation love where they live? Yes. But 10 working together.
Right.
Like, man, we can, you know, we actually have we're toying with a concept called for one of the Easter seasons called Jesus Loves Coasties. You know, and we want to just go, hey, can we use that as a banner and then figure out how to express that right across the region through the different churches and just have this banner, Jesus Loves Coasties. What does that look like?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's great. Mm. Final words of encouragement. Time's up. Gosh, your time flies, mate, when you're having fun. for believers in the Hunter region.
Yeah, look, what a great region to live in. There are opportunities right in front of you to just bring Jesus, be Jesus in those moments. At the moment, one of the most powerful prayers you could be is just say, Jesus, I know that you're with me and that you want to touch who's in front of me. What do you want me to say or do so that this person in front of me knows that you love them and God will give you the wisdom.
Brilliant. Remember, my first pastor said, it's not your ability, it's your availability.
Yeah. Yep.
Be available to the things of God. Dave, been wonderful having you on the program.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be back.
Fantastic. Hey, it's been great being with you. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find us. Hey, it's been super being with you again. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.